We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of the Amud. Ilfa and Rav Yechanan have a garsi be'araisa. Ilfa and Rav Yechanan were learning together, and the Mefarshim Medayik that since says the name Ilfa first, Ilfa was even bigger than Rav Yechanan at that time. They're learning Kail. The Chikalum Ilsa Tuva. They were aniyim. They didn't have any money. They're learning. They weren't working. They didn't have any money. Amri, they said, Nekem Nezel V'nevet Isko. Let's get up and go look for business. And the Kayim ben Avshon, the Kayim ben ourself, the Pasuk, Efes Kiloyeh B'cha Evyeh. It says in the Torah that if you do the will of Hashem, then Efes Kiloyeh B'cha Evyeh, Kivarech Yivarecha Hashem Ba'aretz, Hashem Lekech Noisecha Nachna Rishta. And they want to be the Kayim, Loyeh B'cha Evyeh, it won't be in you, Evyeh. Let us be the Kayim in ourselves, we shouldn't be poor. Also, they were on the way to look for Iska, Ozlum, Oisei Tushagud Ru'uah. They sat under, near a shaky wall, Havkakarchi Rifta, and they were eating lunch. Also, Trei Malachi Ashares, two Malachi Ashares came, and Shami Rabbi Yechanan Adam Echad Chavrei. Rabbi Yechanan heard one saying to the other one, Nishdi Alayu, let's push down the wall on these two. Haiguda, let's push down this wall, and Naklinu and kill them. Why? They are leaving Chai Olam Haba, which means Torah, Rashi says, and they're going to pursue Chai Yisho, which means Olam Hazeh, that's Chaira. V'askim Chai Yisho, Amalei, Idok, so the other Malach says, no, Shafkinu, leave them alone. Dikak v'hu chad, one of these two, the Kaim L'shaita. One of these two is going to shtag a lot and become very big in Torah. It's not time for him to die yet. So Rabbi Yechanan Shama, Ilfa lo shama. Rabbi Yechanan heard this, and Ilfa didn't hear. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan Ilfa shama mar. Did you hear anything? Amalei lo, I didn't hear anything. Amar. So Rabbi Yechanan said to himself, "Medeshami I know. Since I heard these malachim saying this, Ilfa lo shama. Shema mino lidi kaim li shaita. It must be that for me it's kaim li shaita, and I should go back to learn. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan Hider. He said, "I'm going back." Bukei b'nafshoi, and he's kaim in himself. The other pasuk, "Ki lo yechdal evya mekavaretz." The world will always have Evyeinim. It's actually a theory to the other pasuk, which Rashi and Chumash already asked the Kasha, and Rashi answers, Alpi the Gemara, that's when you do the will of Hashem, there'll be no Evyeinim. When you don't do, then there are Evyeinim. But Al-Kabonim, he said, I'm Mekayim myself, Ki lo yechtal Evyeim karev aretz. So Rabbi Yechanan Hadar, and Ilfa lehadar. Rabbi Yechanan went back, Ilfa did not go back. Ad the Os Ilfa, the time, when Ilfa came back from all his business, he went and came back to the city. Rabbi Yechanan already was king, which means, Rashi explains, in those days, the Rosh Yeshiva was the king. Like Rashi says, Minigu, Misha hu Rosh Yeshiva, Hayim Gadlam Oisem Mishalhem, Mashir Moisa. They gave him a lot of money. Kamil Gavi Kohen Gadol, Besifra, just like a Kohen Gadol, you make him rich. He also, you give him a lot of money. He was the king. Rabbi Yechanan was the king. Amruloi. And they said to Ilfa, "I osif mar vigoris, loy have a malach mar." There's two ways to learn like this. Two ways to learn to read this. The different tunes. One tune is, "I osif mar." If you would have learned, they told Ilfa, "If you would have learned vigoris, loy have a malach mar, wouldn't have you been king? You would have been Rosh Shiva." Or like Tosfos right here, it's printed right here in the middle of the Amud. So the other pshat is, if you would have learned, then Rabbi Yechanan would not have been king. Loy have a malach mar. He wouldn't have been king. Why? Rashi says, because Ilfa was bigger. Like we started off the Gemara, Ilfa Rabbi Yechanan, Ilfa was bigger. So if you would have been the one learning, you would have been the king. So Azotal Napshe Beiskari the Sfinosa, he went, Ilfa went up a boat and went up on top of a mast of a boat, of a ship. He wanted to show that even though he was working, he knew how to learn and he knew very good at learning. He said, if anyone can ask me, from a brisa, we know the Mishnayis were set up that Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, set up Mishnayis, and then Rav Chiya, Rav Oishia set up some Teseftas, brisas, extra things. So he says, I'll say over a Masnita, you could ask me a Masnita Rav Chiya, Rav Oishia, and I will show you where that is in the Mishnayis. So, I don't show you a Mekart for that in the Mishnah. I will fall off this mast and sink. Also, who Saba? Tonale, so a certain older person came and asked him, I'm telling you about Brisa, tell me where this is Merumiz in the Mishnayis. So the Brisa says like this, Ha'omer tenu shekel libonai b'shabbos. Someone who's on his deathbed and he's leaving his money by apotropis. He's leaving his money in someone who will take care of the money. And he says, like a treasurer, he's going to take care of the money. So he says he says before he dies, tenu shekel libonai b'shabbos. Give my children one shekel a week. And really, they have a big family, and they can't afford to live on one shekel, and they really need a selah. So noyistim lahem selah. You give them a selah. Rashi explains because really he wants his children to have enough. Why did he start off saying a shekel? The reason is because he wants them to work. He wants to give them a zeros to work and be proactive, looking for good business, and at least try. Right away, hand them the silver spoon. So then they're not going to do anything with their life. You want them to work first. But if it doesn't work out, of course, I want them to be supported. That's if he says just tnu shekel lebonek. That's like more like a marim makam. But if Omar, if he says lashon like this, al titnu lehem ela shekel, if the dying person says to the treasurer, I only want you to give only a shekel, ein esim ela shekel. Since he used lashon, al titnu ela shekel, we see he wants to give a shekel. And there's another exception. In Omar, if the person who is dying said that Mesu, that when my children die, Yirshu Acherim Tachteim, other people should get the Yerusha, it's going to another family afterwards, not to my children. So you go to another person, to Reuven and Shimon. So then, since he's anticipating this be left over, so then we say it's always Dafka. Ben Shama Tnu, Ben Shama Alte Tnu, Ein Estima Shekel, only give a shekel. Adkan, the Braisa, in the Tesefta has different halachas of what the person says when he dies, that you have to listen to what he says. So where's the makar in the Mishnayos for that? Amalei, Ilfa answered, Hamani Rameihi. It's going to Ramei. I'm a mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. It's going to Ramei holds that it's a mitzvah to listen to divrei ameis. Like Rashi explains, really in halacha there's no halacha. You have to listen to him because really who does it belong to? It belongs to every penny belongs to the yarshin. That's the halacha. There's no halacha. I can even make any tonight to give it to someone else. There's no such thing. Just by saying something, no such thing. You have to do a matan mechaim. You have to do a whole eschia and kinyanim. You can't just say something and it goes like that. It doesn't work like that. When someone dies, his money automatically midin Torah goes to his children. So here the only reason why these tanoim work. Conditions work is only because of mitzvah l'kayim d'vrei ameis. So that's what Ilfa was saying. I have a makar. I'll tell you where this is a makar. Torah mitzvah l'kayim d'vrei ameis. Ad kan ha-maisa. It seems like from the maisa the Ilfa taka was a big talmud chacham. But the maisa he wasn't zayichah to be melech. And the thing you take out from this gemara is that you hear what you want to hear. Rabbi Yochanan, who wanted to learn, he heard them saying behind the wall that you know. That's one of these is going to be big in Torah. And he heard that, but Ilfa didn't hear it. So in Musa, the Bali Musa say, they both heard it. But you hear what you want to hear. You know, sometimes something happens, inspiration, and one person gets the inspiration, and the same person, the other person is the same inspiration, doesn't get it. That's one of the things to take out of his Gemara. So Gemara Vayta, Omro Lava Nochem Ish Gamzu. They said on Nochem Ish Gamzu, we'll see why it was called Ish Gamzu soon. Shoyesumum Shteina. He was in bad shape. He was blind in two eyes. Yidim shtei yodav. He's missing two hands. Kitim shtei raglav. He lost both his feet. V'chol gufay mali shchin. His whole body was full of shchin, full of boils. V'yamutul bevayis ru'ua. And he was living in a crumpled down house that was about to fall. V'raglei mitosim v'nochum v'svalim shamayim. And he was lying on a bed, and the bed was in svalim shamayim, in buckets of water. Why? K'desh lo yalu alav nemalim. So ants shouldn't be able to climb up. They don't like water. And if there was no water, they would climb up the legs of the bed and go onto the bed. And like Rashi explains, he doesn't have hands to throw them away. So he had to make sure no ants come up. Because if they come up, he's stuck. So therefore, the bed was in these pails of water. That was the sorry state he was in. Pamachas, Bikshu, they take out the words because already we said it was in Bayis Ru'ua. Pamachas, he's not tossing Menachas Bayis Ru'ua. Bikshu Tamido Lefanos Mitosle. The Tamido wanted to take his bed out. V'achal Lefanos Kelim. They wanted to get him out of his house, put him into a normal house, because his house could collapse any minute. And then afterwards, take out the furniture. Omalem Banai. Panuas Kelim. First take out all the Kelim, all the furniture. V'achal Panuas Mitosle. Then take out my Mita. Why? Shemuftach Lechem. You could be sure, certain. Kozman Shani Bebayis. Anytime I'm in the house, ain't a bias noifel. The house is not falling. And takachava pinu was a kelim vachka pinu was mitosai. They took out the kelim, then afterwards they took out the bed. But not for bias, the whole bias came down. Now, the obvious question is that we learned yesterday that someone, the Rav Adi Bahava, they brought him into a shaky house and he was upset because he said that I don't want to use up my schusim, like it says by Yaakovin and Ketonitim Kolach HaSadim. And here it says, he says, no, take the kelim out first, it's not going to fall down, I'm here. So Mashah asks, what's pshat? So Mashah answers, the Nochemesh Gamzu was a tzadik gomer, and therefore he gave his shaymech on his chusim. Break the achrayim, what do you mean? Bigger than Yaakov Avinu? There's bigger tzadik gomer than Yaakov Avinu? How could that be? So the Guru really says pshat, pashto pshat. He says, before we're talking about going into the house in order to save the house. Over here, he was in the house already. So he doesn't have to go out right away. He can go out a little later. He's in the house already. The nes is happening. The ikka nes is happening already. B'shas Maisa. So therefore, that's not called Seim Chimal Anes. That's what the Gemara Sari answers. Zog the Gemara Vayta. So Amalei Talmid of Rebbe, Mechinachat Shadah Gomor Ata. Since you're a Shadah Gomor, Loma Oslo Lekach, why did this happen to you that you're in such a bad state? You're full of boils. You don't have hands, feet, eyes. Mom, it's a serious situation here. How did this happen to you? Omel and Bonai, Anigram Vilatsmi. It was my own fault. Shpamachas, Yisim Halach Baderach. I was one time on the way, Lebeis Chami, to go to my in law's house, Vaya Imoi, Masri Gimel Chamayrim. I had three donkeys full of provisions, Echad Shal Michael, one of food, Echad Shal Mishta, one of drink, Echad Shal Minim Gardam, and different sweets. Bonai, a lot of food. Bonai Echad, Omad Li Baderach. Ani met me on the way. Omar Li Rebbe Parnasani, I need some food, please give me some food. So he said, sure. He said, I'm like the Hamtain, Ach Efrik Mina Khamar. Let me get down, let me unload the Khamar, and I'll give you some. Loispak the Lifrik Mina Khamar, Ach Yotsin Shmasai, before he had a chance to unload everything, he died. Halakti Venafati upon of Marti, Aini Shekhosu Alainaka Yusam Isamu. He's all upset. He said, this is my fault. Now the first to figure out what should have he done. Avada, he didn't do anything wrong, Lamaisa, but what he could have done better was that he should have jumped off his donkey, ripped open a package, and given food. He didn't have to make anything so neat. He had to unload the donkey to get the food out. He should have ripped something and taken it out and give it to the ani, because the ani was achso bomos. He didn't realize that, but the ani was in danger. So Vamarti said, "Einis lechosu einecha yisumu." The eyes that the nevrachmanos in your eyes should get become blind. Your eyes lechosu einecha. The hands should, that weren't the nevrachmanos in your hands is gadmus, should be cut off. Raglash lechos orglach is kedush be cut off. When Iskara died, and I still wasn't happy, Acha Marti called Gufa Yehi Mali Shchin, until I said my whole body should be full of boils. Omru loy, so they said to him, Oy lonu shirinu kach. This is terrible to see you like this. Om lehem, Oy li yim loyri shirinu kach. It would be terrible for me if he didn't see me like this. He wants his kapar in this world. But my karle Nochem is Gamzu, why do they call him Nochem is Gamzu? Because everything that happened to him, Omer Gamzu Otaiva. He always said, this is also will be good. Zimna Chada, Baulus Du Yisrael, Derel Be Kezer. One time, the Kaliso had to send the Kezer a present. Omer Man Yezer, who should go? So they decided, Yezer Nacha Ish Gamzu, the Malumet Benisim. Nacha Ish Gamzu should go because he's used to Nisim. By him, Nisim happened by him. Shodru b'yodei molei sipta davarim tovus magalis. They sent with him a whole chest full of precious stones and pearls. Also bas bahu dira. He stayed in a certain hotel. But Laila, komo achderai, the owners of this inn, stood up in the middle of the night, v'shaklinu l'sipta, sipte, they emptied out all the jewels, and malu afra, they filled it up with dirt. So Marshal takes out the next words. Kimata hasam, he didn't know the difference, it was the same weight. And he brings it to the king. Kimat Hashem, Sharinu Lusifta, Chazil Malafra. They open up the chest and they see it's full of dirt. Bo Malakal Maklinu. They want the Kulu. He wanted to kill all the Klai Yisrael. This is what you send me? Omar Kamachaycha B'Yerudai. The Yehudim are sending me a joke. They're sending me the sand. Omar, so Nachum said, Gamzu Utaiva. This is also will be good. Also, Yom. Eliyahu became Idmi Lehu Karamanayu. He dressed up like one of the ministers. One of the advisors to the king, who maybe this is sand from their great great grandfather Avraham Avinu. The he have a shadi afro when he used to throw sand, have a scythe, it turns into swords. Gili when he threw straw, have a giri, turn into arrows. The chesiv says in the pasuk, he think offer charboy ke kash need of kashta. You see, offer turned into charv, and the kash, the straw, turned into a arrow. So there was one nation, the Lemotzel Mechavashay, that this king could not ever capture. They were too hard, they were too strong. But Kumunayim, they used the sand, the Kavshu, and they captured him. So they were so happy, they took Nochem into the storehouse, Ailebe Ganze, they brought him into his treasure house, Malu Sifta Avonim Tevis Magarlis. They filled up his chest with Avonim Tevis Magarlis. Vishadru sent him back home, Yikarabo, big covered. He also, when he came back, he said, went to the same hotel. Omulei, my Isis Maradok, what do you have with you? My Isis Maradok, what do you bring the king? The Avlochir Kirkuliyah, they gave you so much covered. Omulehu, my Deshakli Mahacha, I'm too awesome. Whatever I took from here, I brought there. Whatever I took that chest. So they said, oh, our sand must be good stuff here. Sasrili Derai, they knocked down the whole house. And they brought all that sand. They took, it was more than one chest. They brought a few donkey fulls of sand. Omulei, and they came to the king and said, Hi Afra Daisi, Hakam Medidonu. He says, that offer that Nochem brought, that was from us. We're the suppliers. But cool, they used the offer. Obviously, it was nothing. It was regular sand. They killed those Diroi. They killed the people from the inn. And that was the end of the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu.